rehearsal orders, the crowd did not move. And after about 5 or so minutes, they lost their patience, started to deploy tear gas as well as flashbangs. We're seeing that playing out right here. They are trying to push the crowd and disperse the crowd further up.
In the nation's capital, a celebration of the 250th anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Army. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Saturday's parade featured around 6,500 members of the military, showcasing the U.S. Army's uniforms and equipment through the decades. Army veteran Chad Sangster traveled with his family from upstate New York to be here. He served in Iraq after 9/11.
What are you thinking about today?
Just thinking about their memories, my memories.
The event featured tanks, troops, and a 21-gun salute. In Minnesota, a manhunt is underway for 57-year-old Vance Bolter. The suspect, police say, allegedly shot two state lawmakers and their spouses at their homes overnight, killing former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. CBS's Anna Schechter is monitoring developments.
Governor Tim Walz spoke about the attack that has sent shockwaves across the nation.
My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination.
Police say the suspect was last seen Saturday morning wearing a tan cowboy hat with a dark shirt or coat.
Do not approach him. You should consider him armed and dangerous, and you should call 911 immediately with the information.
At one point after the shootings, officers encountered the suspect at Hortman's home. He opened fire and got away.
A second state lawmaker, Senator John Hoffman, and his wife were shot, but they will survive. Israel launched an expanded assault on Iran on Sunday local time, while Tehran also unleashed a fresh barrage of missiles. Here's BBC's David Bamford.
Iran has carried out two waves of missile attacks on Israel overnight, hitting the north and center of the country. Israel's missile defense system destroyed most of the incoming projectiles, but police say there were a number of direct hits. Bat Yam, Rehovot, and Ramat Gan were among the affected communities.
Israel's military also said it targeted sites it alleged were associated with Iran's nuclear program around Tehran. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
England has some new knights and dames.
Soccer star David Beckham has finally been made a knight, along with Academy Award winner Gary Oldman and Roger Daltrey, frontman for The Who. All were included in King Charles III's birthday honors list. Musical singer Elaine Page and prize-winning novelist Pat Barker were given damehoods. That's the female equivalent of knighthood. All join the ranks of others with the honor, including Sir Elton John and Dame Judi Dench. They are meant to reward people for their contributions to British life and are awarded twice a year to celebrities and public figures as well as ordinary folk. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Caitlin Clark made 7 3-pointers and scored a season-high 32 points in her return from a 5-game absence. This as the Indiana Fever handed the defending WNBA champion New York Liberty their first loss of the season with a 102-88 victory today. Clark tied her career high for 3-pointers and added 9 assists and 8 rebounds. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds. Highs upper 60s to 70. A few showers and storms around Monday. High all the way up into the upper 70s. And a touch more humid. It's 55 right now.
WRJN.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by a magician.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Up
fighting. They went and pulled down from the floor. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Yeah!
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love.
storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
No better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
Love. love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. We'll be right back.
there's the punch.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When our grandpa, when our daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
right on, da
da da da da da,
whoosh whoosh whoosh,
right on. Time and we'll sing again. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down.
bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Are falling 'cause you've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby, please don't ever make her blue. Make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my
Be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn, praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you, trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love. Shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people, somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers, wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain of love. A half a million people, somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers, wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Portland, Oregon police began making arrests after they declared a riot outside the Portland ICE facility. This comes after hundreds of protesters gathered there to take part in the nationwide No Kings demonstrations. In Los Angeles, police issued a dispersal order after protesters allegedly started throwing things.
Close to 1,000 people who had been part of the No Kings Day protest in downtown Los Angeles gathered outside of one of downtown LA's federal buildings. Some of them were up on the steps of the federal building, almost a foot away from National Guard troops who are there to secure the